Well, we are still in earnings season, and we did get Macy's on the tape before the bell this morning. Although shares were up as much as 8.5%, some of those gains have been pared through the remainder of this session so far. Strong holiday sales and company strategy changes led to a, quote, stronger, more agile, and financially healthier company, according to the company's management. Revenue coming in $8.67 billion on the top line, and on the bottom line, $2.45 of adjusted diluted earnings per share, beating the street's estimates on both the top and bottom line. So for more on this, let's bring in Oliver Chen, Cowen senior research analyst who watches the stock very closely. Oliver, before the show today, I was tuned into the earnings call. I heard that you asked a question to Jeff Gennette over there about cost inputs and the ability of the consumer to take price increases in this inflationary environment. What'd you hear from the company about how they're hedging these higher costs?
Brian, great being here. So the company is really thinking surgically. At opening price points, the consumer is pretty sensitive, but at higher price points, the consumer has been less sensitive. So supply chain management, inventory management, thinking about the price elasticity by customer, these have all been very good execution-orientated strategies Macy's has taken. And as you know, Cowen's one of the only banks recommending Macy's. We think the valuation at a 6 to 7 times PE versus 8 times history is very attractive, in addition to this product strategy execution. And it has one of the biggest digital businesses, $8 billion of revenue, number 2 market share as well.
Oliver, I mean, that is a pretty big turnaround when you think about the conversation early on in the pandemic, which was about Macy's moving too slowly on the digital or e-commerce side of things. Is it safe to say that pivot has fully happened now and that plays to their strengths? Or you think there's still other competitors that are well out ahead in terms of other department stores?
Well, Akiko, the innovation and looking ahead always continues to be dynamic and change. But what is impressive is digital's 39% penetration, and the company is focused on replatforming, specifically improving the mobile experience and adding speed, also integrating a very compelling loyalty program. At the same time, Macy's has acquired a lot of new customers, which has been quite positive, and building loyalty with new customers and reactivating former ones is a big piece of the strategy. The other piece of the strategy, Akiko, is really omnichannel and continuing to execute on this integrated journey. That means buy online, pick up in store, ship from store, reserve in store, and minimizing split shipments as well, and just making sure the whole shopping journey is very integrated and seamless. So there's a lot of runway ahead. I mean, we think the metaverse will be a big idea, reinventing the mall, live streaming, all these things are TBD and evolving, ever evolving, I'd say.
Oliver, but at the same time, this is still a legacy brand that has that physical presence. I mean, you know, you walk around Herald Square, obviously everyone still wants to talk about the location there. We know that they've been changing their physical footprint in terms of where they have stores. There's been store closures. How important is the off-mall format for Macy's going forward?
Yeah, Brian, I think off-mall is an attractive place to be. Also, the value segment in terms of Macy's Backstage competing against off-price retailers such as TJ Maxx and others. What's great about what Macy's is thinking about is taking the store count down to 500 from about 700 currently and integrating the experience and also focusing on high-quality locations. At the same time, real estate value and monetization is an important part of the fundamental story. At Cowen, we value the real estate at about $2 billion or $7 per share, and the company will look for ways to monetize that creatively as well. So there's a lot happening. The future of the store is very different. The future of the store is the store as a customer acquisition tool, and customers will transact online, in-store, or some hybrid way. That's what will happen, and investments in transforming the stores is very important. People do still love stores. The immediacy factor, the emotional factor, trying beauty, apparel, stores will play a big role in the future of retail. We think bricks plus clicks is really what the customer wants. There's many types of customers who have very different kinds of shopping journeys and different occasions and different needs. Macy's executed very well with inventory in a tough supply chain environment, specifically jewelry, fragrance, athleisure. Those were key categories. And the company really had to think strategically about buying early as well as buying with flows. As you know, a supply chain has been a hot topic across retail.
Bricks plus clicks, I like that. I want to switch gears to another company that you cover closely, which isn't necessarily in the same universe as literally as Macy's, and that's Virgin Galactic. We saw a big stock pop last week off of the news that they would start to be taking orders for their commercial space flight. People can sign up for a journey to go to space for $450,000 a ticket. The stock pop that we saw last week has essentially gotten erased so far. What do you see as the important story for Virgin Galactic going forward? And do you want to be one of those people going on a commercial space flight?
Yeah, Brian, the story here is really a unique luxury experience. It's highly experiential and very expensive. The story is also a fair bit of risk because the prospects of generating revenue are very important. We have an outperform rating as we think about the luxury goods, the experiential angle, and also this is a very supply constrained opportunity with lots of global demand. So the CEO is formerly from Disney, and what we're really looking forward to is redefining and defining this experience from your pre-flight journey to your post-flight, involving friends and family, and also looking at spaceports globally to think about demand. But scaling will be a question slash opportunity. The earnings call is later today. Also, the timing and the hurdles from which they develop new scalable ships and replenish and the mothership, those will all be important factors, as well as just paying attention to the reality of safety and production in this volatile environment too.